Hello, word nerds. Welcome to this episode of the Dictionary Podcast. Things are happening, right? Today is June 19th. I am still recording this on May 31st. I actually recorded two episodes out of order. The last episode was recorded a couple of days, or maybe yesterday? I don't know. It doesn't matter. Who cares? Nothing matters. Okay. The first word is bit, B-I-T. This is a transitive verb from 1583. 1A, to put a bit in the mouth of. As an example of that would be a horse. 1B, to control as if with a bit. Number 2, to form a bit on. And then in parentheses it says a key. Now we have the third form of bit. It is a noun from before the 12th century. 1, a small quantity of food, especially a small delicacy. 2A, a small piece or quantity of some material thing. Now we have 2B1, a small coin. 2B2, a unit of value equal to 1/8 of a dollar. Well, that's an odd amount. Number 3, something small or unimportant of its kind, as 3A, a brief period. Synonym is while, W-H-I-L-E, not a whale. Did you hear me wrong? It's a while. As in, wait a bit longer. 3B, an indefinite, usually small degree, extent, or amount. As in, a bit of a rascal. Also as in, every bit as powerful. Now we have 3C1, a small part, usually with spoken lines in a theatrical performance. Now we have 3C2, a usually short theatrical routine. Number 4, the aggregate of items, situations, or activities appropriate to a given style, genre, or role. As in, rejected the whole bit about love, marriage, motherhood. That is a quote from Vance Packard. We have a few phrases. A bit. That the synonyms are somewhat and rather. As in, the play was a bit dull. That's too bad for the play. Now we have a bit much. That means a little bit more than one wants to endure. As in, finds his constant joking a bit much. Maybe that's what people think about me. We have another phrase, bit by bit. And that means by degrees. Synonym is also little by little. As in, getting better bit by bit. We have another phrase that's the last one for this word, two bits. Synonyms are totally and thoroughly, as in thrilled to bits. Now we have the fourth form of bit. It is a noun from 1948. I was just looking at the etymology for the third form, but I think we can skip it. Number 1 for the fourth form of bit is a unit of computer information equivalent to the result of a choice between two alternatives, as yes or no, or on or off. Number 2, the physical representation of a bit by an electrical pulse, a magnetized spot, or a hole whose presence or absence indicates data. This is from binary digit. So they took the BI from binary and the T from digit. Now we have bitartrate. Bitartrate, noun from 1827, an acid tartrate. So here we get into a section where I feel like I am not the best person to talk about this, but I am going to do it anyway. It is the first form of the word bitch, B-I-T-C-H. It is a noun from before the 12th century. 1, the female of the dog or some other carnivorous mammals. Number 2A, a lewd or immoral woman. 2B, a malicious, spiteful, or overbearing woman, sometimes used as a generalized term of abuse. Yeah, this word is often used in a very bad ways. Number 3, something that is extremely difficult, objectionable, or unpleasant. And then number 4, the synonym is complaint. And now we have the second form of bitch. Did not expect to be saying that word, but, you know, there's a lot of other words coming up in this dictionary that are weird to say in this context. This one is a it's a verb from 1823. Transitive is first. Number one, synonyms are spoil and botch, B-O-T-C-H, as in bitched up their lives. I have never heard that phrase before. That is weird. Number two, synonyms are cheat and double cross. Number three, to complain of or about. And then the intransitive definition is just the synonym complain. Now we have the word bitchery, okay? Noun from 1936. Malicious, spiteful, or overbearing behavior. Also, an instance of such behavior. Now we have, this is an interesting one, two words. Bitch goddess. Noun from 1906. The synonym is the word success, especially material or worldly success. That's a good one. Now we have bitchin'. I can't believe this is in the dictionary. It's instead of a G, there's an apostrophe, like some people will say or write, but it's weird to see that in here. This is an adjective from 1957. Number one is slang, remarkably bad. Synonym is detestable, as in, of all the bitchin' luck. That seems like an odd phrase. Number two is also slang, remarkably good or cool, as in a bitchin' car. I like that one a lot better. This says it is probably short for, this is one word, son of a bitchin'. One word, son of a bitchin', which is from the phrase son of a bitch, plus the ing suffix. Okay. Moving on to bitchy, B-I-T-C-H-Y, adjective from 1937, characterized by malicious, spiteful, or arrogant behavior. And then bitchily is an adverb, and bitchiness is a noun. How did they come up with this definition? I feel like that word in particular can be used in so many different contexts. How did they come up with that specific, surprisingly short definition? All right, now we have the last word of this episode. It is bite, B-I-T-E, first form. There's a bunch. This is a verb from before the 12th century, starting with transitive, 1A, to seize, especially with teeth or jaws, so as to enter, grip, or wound. I guess, I don't remember it, but I guess when I was pretty young, I was kind of a biter. I like to bite. 1B, to wound, pierce, or sting, especially with a fang or a proboscis. Number 2, to cut or pierce with or as if with an edged weapon. Number 3, to cause sharp pain or stinging discomfort to. Number 4, to take hold of. Number 5 is archaic, to take in. Synonym is cheat. And then the intransitive definitions. Number 1, to bite or have the habit of biting something. Number 2 is of a weapon or tool. To cut, pierce, or take hold. Number 3, to cause irritation or smarting. Number 4, synonym is corrode. Number 5A is of a fish. To take a bait. 5B, to respond so as to be caught, as by a trick. 5C, to accept a suggestion or an offer, as in, offered them a deal, but they wouldn't bite. Number 6, to take or maintain a firm hold. We are now at the top of page 127. Number 7, to produce a negative effect, as in, the recession began to bite. Number 8 is slang, to be objectionable or extremely bad in quality. Synonyms are stink and suck. Biter is a noun, and there are some phrases. Bite off more than one can chew, and that means to undertake more than one can handle. Bite one's tongue means to hold back as from a reluctance to offend. Let's skip the parentheses. To hold back a remark one would like to make. And then in parentheses it said, as from a reluctance to offend. Bite the bullet means to enter with a resignation upon a difficult or distressing course of action. Bite the dust. Number 1, to fall dead, especially in battle. Number 2A, to suffer humiliation or defeat. 2B, to come to an end. That reminds me of the Monty Python sketch about the parrot. And then the last phrase for bite is bite the hand that feeds one. And that means to injure a benefactor maliciously. Well, I think I am going to pick bitch goddess as the word of the episode because that one was a good one. Thank you very much for listening. And until next time, this has been Spencer Dispensing Information. Goodbye.